USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes the stage in El Paso. He started by blasting the media for negative stories, belittled former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke for getting a poor turnout at his competing rally, and Trump then ran down a long list of accomplishments, including relations with North Korea, tariffs on China, and what he called his economic miracle. Trump paused several times when interrupted by hecklers, and he took aim at the Democrats' new Green Deal.
They want to take away your car, reduce the value of your home, and put millions of Americans out of work. Spend $100 trillion, and remember this, no other country except us is going to do it. That's a little problem, too.
Just before the president's rally, congressional negotiators on a border deal reportedly came to a tentative agreement, but it would only provide $1.3 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers. Democrats did drop their proposal to cut detention beds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't believe there is a crisis at the border, and he's prepared to withdraw most of his state's National Guard troops from that border with Mexico.
The crisis on the border is a manufactured crisis, and we are not interested in participating in this political theater.
The newly elected Democratic governor claims border crossings have fallen to their lowest level since 1971, and California's undocumented population has dropped to a more than 10-year low. At least five people were found dead inside a Blanchard, Texas home on Monday, about 80 miles north of Houston. Polk County investigators were called to the home around 10:30 Monday morning as U.S. forces battled to wipe the last ISIS stronghold from eastern Syria. The top U.S. commander in the war against ISIS says the U.S. will still be combating the terror group. General Joseph Votel says the end of the fight won't mean the end of the organization.
We'll be looking to how we have to adjust our footprint to make sure that we can continue to provide the enabling capabilities that the Syrian Democratic Forces require.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. government will continue investigating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, so says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during a visit to Hungary on Monday.
America's not covering up for a murder. America's taken more action in response to the tragic murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and will continue to take more action, continue our investigation. We're working diligently on that. The president's been very clear. As we get additional information, we'll continue to hold all of those responsible accountable.
And Pompeo warned Hungary that Russia is trying to divide the West, saying the U.S. should not let Russian President Vladimir Putin drive a wedge between friends and NATO. Pompeo's Hungarian counterpart, Peter Sciardo, said any criticism Washington has of Hungary's diplomacy with Russia is misguided, as other European countries are also involved in energy deals with Russia. Seattle is coping with back-to-back snowfalls, making it the snowiest February the city has ever seen. Fire Chief Harold Scrogan says both drivers and pedestrians need to be especially careful.
As you're walking down the street or driving, give yourself a little more room to stop, because the cars are sliding around the streets. If you're walking and texting, please pay attention.
Streaming service Hulu is teaming up with Marvel to make several animated series based on characters from the Marvel Universe. Since the deal was just signed, there's no estimate on when that series will be streaming. The four separate animated series are based on comic book characters like Howard the Duck. Director Kevin Smith is one of those who signed deals with the streaming service to help produce the cartoons. He'll be working on that Howard the Duck series. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.